pressure is Cousins. And it's sacked by Tony Matthews. That's it. He's hit by Jameis again. The right side. That's the one.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our first installment of Peak Performances, in which we will review a number of the top individual efforts from the 2015 season in various categories and allow you to vote for your favorite. We will start with the top five peak performances on offense. Peak performance number one, Aaron Rodgers in week three against Kansas City. In the Packers' lone Monday night football outing of the season, Rodgers put on a show. He completed 24 of 35 passes for 333 yards and a season-best 5 touchdowns, with 3 of the scores going to Randall Cobb.
Reaching end zone, touchdown!
Rodgers' 138.5 passer rating helped Green Bay bolt to a 31-7 lead through 2.5 quarters, and the Packers never looked back. Performance number two, James Jones at Minnesota in week 11. The veteran receiver posted his first 100-yard game since week 3, catching 6 passes for 109 yards and a score in the critical 30-13 victory over the Vikings that snapped a 3-game losing streak and kept the Packers in first place in the NFC North. With the passing game struggling to make big plays, Jones had grabs of 25, 37, and 27 yards, the latter two finishing off a key second-half touchdown drive.
And it's a touchdown! Sensational grab by James Jones!
Performance number three, Richard Rodgers in Week 13 at Detroit. It wasn't just the spectacular 61-yard game-winning Hail Mary that the Packers tight end hauled in during this game. He had 8 catches for 146 yards in all, career highs by a long shot in both categories. On Green Bay's 2 second-half TD drives before the final possession, he had a pair of 26-yard receptions and an 11-yard grab. The Hail Mary was one of his 8 touchdown catches on the season.
A leaping touchdown catch is made, and the Packers have won!
Performance number four, the offensive line against Dallas in week 14. With the offense finally finding a rhythm again versus one of the league's top defenses,
touchdown!
Much of the credit goes to the guys up front. J.C. Treader was filling in for Corey Linsley at center, but otherwise it was the main starting group, with Josh Sitton and T.J. Lang at the guards, and David Bakhtiari and Brian Bulaga at the tackle spots. They paved the way for a combined 195 rushing yards on 35 carries by running backs Eddie Lacy and James Starks.
Eddie Lacy in a rampage!
The Packers rushed for a season-high 230 yards in all, and Aaron Rodgers was sacked just twice in 35 pass attempts. Performance number five, Jeff Janis at Arizona in the NFC Divisional Playoff. Forced into an unexpectedly large role after Randall Cobb left the game with an injury, Janis responded with a breakout game, catching 7 passes for 145 yards. He caught 4 for 36 on 2 scoring drives in the second quarter, snagged an 8-yard TD pass for his first pro score in the third quarter,
a bullet feed to Janis in the end zone,
and then made 2 of the biggest plays of the season on the final drive.
Yes! Yes!
His 60-yard reception on 4th and 20 kept a seemingly hopeless drive alive, and then his 41-yard touchdown catch on a Hail Mary against Cardinals cornerback Patrick Peterson sent the playoff game into overtime.
It is caught for a touchdown!
Yes!
A miracle
yes!
catch!
Jeff Janis!
Did we miss one that's in your top five? Let us know, and be sure to vote for your favorite in the poll. We will have the peak performances on defense next time.